Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. In this episode of the Secondary Teacher Podcast, we are going to be reminiscing about some of the things that I remember doing during my really overwhelming summers that unfortunately did not help with the overwhelm, but then some ways that I remedied that. Join us for some practical tips on revamping teaching units and collecting resources from everyday experiences to enhance your teaching. Keep listening to learn how to make the most of your summer break. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. The summer has finally hit the Masick home, and this morning, as we were starting the day, I made the realization that Jared and I approach summer in two very distinct, different ways, and maybe you fall into one of these two camps. The first is, for me, the summer is just a continuation of the school year. Like, nothing really changes as far as our schedule goes. As much as I would love it to change, our children are still going to wake up at 6 a.m. ready for the day and wanting to be fed and just move forward that way. Jared, on the other hand, would love to sleep in and would love our children to do that. And so he's kind of acting as if it is his break and vacation. Not saying that one is right or wrong, but just two very different perspectives that then got me thinking a little bit more about some of the ways that I may have handled or approached preparing for the next school year in the past. My life is a lot busier now. We've got 5 children. We are definitely in a different season, but definitely there are some things that I learned in those early years that could help someone else out, especially if you are dealing with the overwhelm. As I already mentioned, I hit the summer like boots on the ground, we are running, we are moving forward. And that has been a problem in the past for me because I have not always given myself time to think and reflect and really just slow down. Here are some examples of some things that I have done in the past that I have since learned from and changed. The first was, I would get so excited for the next school year. That anticipation phase was already there at the onset of June. Sometimes it even started mid-May. I was very excited to get moving and I wanted to revamp all of my curriculum. I had spent summers literally going through and redoing everything. And I remember in my first few years, I think it may have even been my first year, I was in a new teacher cohort group with a group of mentors. And I remember some advice that they had given us. They had told us after that first year of teaching, hey, just look at one unit. Only focus on one unit, only revamp one unit, only just that much. That's all you need to do. And I remember thinking, but I'm teaching so many preps, like I have to do more than one unit. And so I did. I did more than one unit. I did the entire courses to then, the first couple weeks of school, throw it all out because it was garbage. Because I didn't know my students. I hadn't really thought through things really well. I didn't give myself enough time to really think and put together really thoughtful lesson plans. But in about year 3 to year 5, I started taking that advice of really focusing on just a small portion of one of my classes, which is very difficult when you were teaching multiple preps. Now, I have talked a lot about using AI, which I think is a game changer. And I wonder if I was working with those same mentors that I had been in the past, and if AI had been a thing, maybe their advice would have shifted slightly, just because AI can take a lot of that mental load from you as a teacher. And so I would still say revamp and remake one unit and just do that one really well if you're wanting to do anything over the summer. Or perhaps you use AI to come up with a scope and sequence if you don't have it already. But I would stop there, because you do not need to go further. That goes into the other thing that I was talking about. I had gone through and did everything, and I did not allow myself enough downtime or think time. Now, when you put together a curriculum map at this point, you do give yourself downtime, and you can still move things and shift things around as the school year goes, but you already have an idea of where you are going. Another example is that one year I thought that it would be great, and I still think this is a really good idea if it existed, was to have some sort of bank where I would have all of these resources of movie clips or song clips or things that students would relate to from pop culture that would directly tie into one of my lessons. For example, I was teaching engineering and I was teaching statics, and I remember that we were talking about calculating force vectors, and there is a line from the movie Despicable Me where the villain, who is named Vector, is explaining his name to Gru, and I can't remember if somebody else was there, but he talks about how it's a mathematical term and it's represented by an arrow in both direction and magnitude, and he says it just in such a way, and he repeats it a few different times, that it's a great short little clip to show students to teach them about vectors and help them remember what a vector is. I wanted to have a bank of tons of movies, and I thought I could do a search, and I bet people have come up with some of these, and there's probably some sort of resource bank, or maybe I can search and YouTube would pull things up and I could make my own bank, and that these movie clips I would be able to have for the next year, and I could have so many that I could have one for every single class period and every single lesson. I would just be so full of that. The kids would love it. And I spent my entire summer trying to find that list that did not exist. It didn't exist, and I was searching. I spent tons of time, hours upon hours. I remember having like Netflix on in the background while I was searching and just coming up with nothing. And so dead end after dead end, and I'm still searching and still searching. It came to my realization, and unfortunately it wasn't until the following summer after I had wasted all my time, that I realized that in reality what I needed to do was just watch movies and TV shows and listen to music. And when I was already listening to, watching, having that content come into my life, when I was doing that in the moment, if something were to remind me of a topic that I was teaching in one of my classes, I could pull out my notes app and I could make a note about where that was, what movie, what song, and how it related, so that when I was lesson planning, I could pull that up. I didn't have to remember it because I had stored it somewhere else, keep it in my mind. But then it was there when I needed it, and all I had to do was just be human and watch things and do things, but not spend a ton of time doing the research. Once again, that was another thing that really helped me remember and kind of solidified this idea of giving yourself space to allow the ideas to come, because they will come. If you have a plan, if you have an idea of where you're going, these will come. As we're talking about getting ready for the summer and how you might spend your time, I want you to deliberately plan downtime. This is time for you to be human, be a parent, be a spouse, be a sibling, be a friend, so that you can just experience life. And if you are in those moments and you do have something that comes to mind because you do know that you are going to be teaching this unit in the upcoming year, have a place where you can dump that, like in your notes app, or you can even have like a voice memo so that when you do come to planning those lessons individually, you have all those resources there that you can search through. Those are some things that I wanted to share with you today as we start this summer to really challenge you to, first off, have an idea of what you're going to be teaching, but then allow yourself that downtime this summer and just create a way, create a system now so that when those ideas come to you, you have a way of remembering them and recalling them when you need them later on during the school year. If this episode was helpful to you, it could be for others. To help spread the word about this podcast, take a screenshot of this episode, add it to your IG stories, and tag me at Kristen Masick, K-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-M-A-S-S-I-C. Until next week.